The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to the town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
God is good. So, here we are entering the end of Advent, the beginning of Christmas. In 2 days, we're going to have Christmas, and we're going to celebrate with our family and our friends. And then Wednesday, we're going to take all our decorations and put them back up in the attic and wait till next year, right? No, of course not. You know, we forget sometimes that the celebration of Christmas that begins at Thanksgiving and ends on Christmas Day is the secular Christmas. It's not the Christian Christmas. The Christian Christmas starts when? Last day of Advent, that's right. Christmas Eve is the first day of Christmas. Not exactly, but Christmas Day is actually the first day of Christmas. And what do we celebrate? We celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas, the most ununderstood concept in all of Christianity. When are the 12 days of Christmas? They're the 12 days after Christmas Day, not some bunch of days that happened before Christmas. That's not what the 12 days of Christmas are. So we start the 12 days of Christmas on Christmas Day, and we bring that celebration of Christmas all the way to the Epiphany. 12 days, the 12 days of Christmas. The origin and the counting of the 12 days of Christmas is complicated and has different calendars between the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Roman Church. And so the 12 days of Christmas has kind of been vague and really not truly understood. But traditionally, we celebrate the 12th day of Christmas as the day when the three wise men came. Now, yes, I know, the Bible doesn't say anything about three. They were wise men. They were traveling. They gave gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so we kind of assume that there were three wise men, one for each gift. But we don't know that. And historically, that's not really part of liturgical belief standards. We don't really need to know how many wise men actually came and gave gifts. We do know, though, that people came from the East and that they were, quote, quote, royalty or kings. And that they brought gifts to the new baby Jesus on the 12th day. And that's where that 12-day span comes from. Now, the 12th night is the night that we celebrate the three wise men. And it's celebrated in different ways, in different countries, in different kinds of liturgies. In Spain, it's called the Feast of Tres Reyes, the Three Kings. Again, we don't know that they were kings. We do know that they were wise men, royalty, but, you know, that's part of what they do. And they serve king's cake on that day. Now, many of you know what king's cake is, but for some reason it's out of place at Christmas. It's what you eat on what? On Fat Tuesday, right? Before Ash Wednesday. You know, king's cake. Well, king's cake has tradition throughout all of Christianity, and it happens many, many different times throughout Christianity. And Twelfth Night was the one day, one of the days, where king's cake was served. So that tradition that came out of New Orleans of king's cake on Fat Tuesday was only one small piece of 15th and 16th century celebrations of Christianity that we inherited here in America a couple of hundred years later, 400 years later. And it's amazing how all that stuff has evolved. Now, another tradition that used to occur during the 12 days of Christmas was that each day a gift was given. That's interesting. We get all our gifts on Christmas Day, don't we? Right? Well, that's another, where did that come from? Where did we get the idea of gifts on Christmas Day? Well, it came from that tradition of receiving a gift every day of the 12 days of Christmas. And it just kind of amalgamed into, let's get it all over with and we'll do it on one day. And tradition over hundreds of years have changed all that. And so we have shopping days that start, Halloween even, you start seeing decorations going up, and Thanksgiving, they get much more intensive, and it's commercial, buy, 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 so that you can give gifts on Christmas Day, But in fact, that's all secular. That's all earthly. And in reality, what Christmas is all about is the birth of Christ and the celebration of our Redeemer and his coming into the world. And he's given us the gift of everlasting life by his life here. And when Mary goes to see Elizabeth on that day, it's a joyous moment. You see that the baby in her womb jumped for joy. That's John the Baptist. Jump for joy at the arrival of Jesus in the womb, coming to see him. It's a beautiful, beautiful sentiment. But it's part of that 12th day of Christmas. It's part of that Christmas tradition that we as Christians, we as Catholics, embrace. So, then there's that song. The nonsense song, the 12 days of Christmas. Well, it's a nonsense song, isn't it? 12 days of Christmas, my true love gave to me, But in fact, that song has Christian background to it. There's controversy as to whether it was just a secular nonsense song or really meant to be a catechism, but many believe that that 12 Days of Christmas song is in fact a catechism. It's a way to teach children about what Christianity is all about. And so I could just go through them really quickly and show you what they mean. On the 12th, drummers drumming, the 12 drummer drumming, you'd think, well, that's gotta be the 12 apostles. No, it's not. It's the 12 precepts of the Apostles' Creed. Belief in God, belief in Jesus Christ, received the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, buried, descended into hell. Third day rose again from the dead, at the right hand of power, come again in glory to the judge of the living and the dead. Belief in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. That's the 12 drummers drumming. Now the 11 pipers piping, well, you guessed it. That's the 11 faithful apostles. Okay? And that was a kind of an easy one. The 10 lords a-leaping are the 10 commandments. And of course, we all know the 10 commandments. The 9 ladies dancing are the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The 9 ladies dancing. And then the 8 maids a-milking are the 8 beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, the meek. Blessed are the hungry, for they thirst for righteousness. The merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted, and the righteous, for the righteous sake. So the eight beatitudes are the eight maids of Milcom. The seven swans of swimming are the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving and lending, and compassion. That's from Romans. The six geese a-laying are the 6 days of creation. The Lord God created the world in 6 days, biblically, and we believe that the six geese a-laying represent the 6 days of creation. Five golden rings represent the five books of the Torah, Leviticus, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Lost my place. And Genesis, of course. And then the four books, the four calling birds are, of course, the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The third day of Christmas is three French hens. Theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. The two turtle doves are the New and Old Testament. You kind of figure that one out. That's a pretty easy one. And then finally, the partridge and the pear tree. Well, it's the one closest to our heart. The partridge and the pear tree. Jesus on the cross. So the 12 days of Christmas has much more meaning to us than just a nonsense song. It truly is a catechism. It truly is a basis of our beliefs. And it does talk about the 12 days that we celebrate Christmas. In each one of those days, we have special liturgies. We have special prayers. There are special prayers in the Liturgy of the Hours for those 12 days. And they're all geared towards the arrival of our Savior and celebration of that. And it all comes up to the Epiphany, where the three wise men come and visit and give gifts to Jesus. What are we celebrating? The secular Christmas or the Christian Christmas? God is good.